Baruch Hashem, it is day number 332 of our daily study of Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. In the three chapters a day study track of Mishneh Torah, we're continuing in Hilchas Avil, the Laws of Mourning, chapters 3, 4, and 5. We have one mitzvah today, Negative Commandment 168, the prohibition against a Kohen Gadol, a high priest, from defiling himself with contact with a corpse, even in the case of a next of kin funeral. Why are we saying this here? Because if you remember, yesterday's mitzvah was the positive commandment, positive 37, that a kohen, a regular kohen, a kohen hedyot, not a kohen gadol, should defile himself. Normally, he's not allowed to defile himself to the dead, but in a next of kin funeral, God forbid, if that should be a situation that he's in, he must defile himself. That's the regular kohen. That was yesterday. But today is the kohen gadol. He should not defile himself. And in the Mishneh Torah, the Rambam speaks about it in more detail. He says, is there ever a time when the Kohen Gadol does defile himself? Meaning when Torah orders him to do so. And the answer is yes, only one case. A mace mitzvah. A mace mitzvah is when there's an abandoned, unattended corpse and somebody has to step up and do the mitzvah of providing this corpse burial. So in that case, the Kohen Gadol would have to break his purity and go tend to the corpse. Even then, the Rambam says he should call out, is there anyone else here? Can anyone hear me? I'm Kohen Gadol over here. Can someone deal with this corpse? Another interesting scenario that Rambam talks about in Mishneh Torah is, let's say, it almost sounds like the setup for a joke, a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir are walking down the road. Okay, remember the Nazir from way back in Sefer HaFlah when we're learning about different vows, and we learned about the Nazirite vow, and person takes a vow for a minimum of 30 days, refraining from haircuts, any grape products, and here's the pertinent part, exposing himself to impurity from the dead. So let's say the Kohen Gadol and a Nazir are walking down the road, and they encounter a mace mitzvah. Which one of them should defile himself and deal with the corpse? Want to guess? You're right, the Nazir. Because the Nazir has a term to his time when he has to refrain from impurity. Minimum 30 days, but he has a term to it. The Kohen Gadol is really Kohen Gadol for the rest of his life. So his what's called an eternal purity. So he should not break it. But if he's the only one there, then you got no choice. So then he does break it. Okay, that is our mitzvah for today. We'll see you for more tomorrow, God willing.